So by 9 o'clock, we would be very hungry, pretty hungry. It was lunchtime, as it were. By the time we walked, mile after mile, and then Baba would ask Erich, say, "Are you hungry now?" This is fine, hunger. Hungry? Let's go and ask for something. This would be bhakri, the Indian bread that they do on their hands from Jowar millet. And he would detour just to some huts that were there. Erich would go. Baba would not be there. He would still be on the road with us. And Erich would go to some hut and ask for alms. And these villagers, if they were making bread on the tawa, if some woman was there making the bread on that skillet, we have an iron skillet on which that is put, she would say, please wait, it will be ready right now. And she would give it piping hot, put that korda, which is hot vegetable or chutney on it, and give it. Or sometimes she would say, please, just wait a few minutes. I haven't flour in the house, but I'll get it from my neighbor. And she would rush to her neighbors, get the flour, quickly make the bread, that would be about 15 to 20 minutes, and give it like that. And it made me think, how blessed are they really, these poor and so-called uneducated, who gave it without knowing, without thinking. And it is a very old traditional custom among the Hindu race that whenever a sadhu or any spiritual aspirant or somebody like that comes to your house asking, never deny him, for you never know who will come one day to your door. It may be Ram in exile, it may be so how often we have seen, especially in these times, that the people who ask for alms are often scoundrels, probably, or some of them just making a profession of it, some sincere, no doubt, some unreal, but without exception they have said no, so that the time when the avatar in disguise, as it were, went to their door, they gave it with such love. So that, and Baba would enjoy it, and he would make little pieces and put that cordis and with his hand give each of us. Never has anything tasted more delicious. Maybe it was the cold wind, maybe it was sitting with Baba, maybe it was because we were hungry, maybe it was all the love that was put in by these poor women who gave it